Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is time. It is Thursday, which now means it's Shannon Day. Shannon love.
Thursday. My day. Good morning.
Good morning. Not seen each other because we were away over the holidays.
That's
we normally go away together.
We usually go away together. Mm. We went to different tropical paradises. We missed you.
We missed you
on ours, and I definitely wanted to be on yours.
Yes, I know. And Leon's just like not even a...
I wasn't invited to either holiday.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even realise you were here. Hi, Leon.
Used to that.
How's it going?
Yeah, great.
You've got that pasty really Perth glow.
I'll just turn the microphones on and let you go. I'll leave you to it.
Not like you and me, gal. We're brown. We're bronze. Quality time with the kids.
Definitely with the fam.
Yep. It was good. It was so good.
Excellent.
Yep. And you know what? Today, not only is it National Lamington Day.
Yeah, what a good day it is.
What a good day. Mm-mm. But 16 years ago today, I birthed my very first child.
Coco's turning 16.
16. A little bit like a Lamington, squishy on the inside. Little white flecks on him that I don't know what it is.
A bit spiky like a porcupine. Is it the porcupine cakes that they call them?
Oh, the little porcupines?
Yeah. That's what they call them in South Africa.
He's a little porcupine.
Oh,
little porcupine.
I hope he's not listening.
No.
Is he listening?
Of course he's not listening. He wouldn't listen to me. He doesn't listen to me at the best of times. True. He's not going to turn the radio on and listen to me.
Oh, let's listen to Mum.
Let's listen to Mum. 16. You know, and I was reflecting on that. I was thinking, how do I have a 16-year-old, firstly, because I'm 25, so that's awkward. But, like, I was like, 16. It's quite a poignant age.
Yeah.
You know, you're just on the precipice of adulthood. And I thought, I need to sit him down and give him some advice. And then I thought, he's probably not going to listen.
No.
So I thought, if I could give my 16-year-old self some advice. Mm. You know, what would I say to myself at 16?
Man, with all this life experience we now have.
Right?
What would you say to your 16-year-old self?
Because I've got gold.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hear it.
No.
So I told my 16, you know, I gave myself a 16-year-old self a pep talk.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What did you say?
Do you want to know, family?
Yeah.
Well, firstly, I said to myself, your legs are fine. Wear the bikini.
Oh! Yes.
Girl, you are not chunky.
Yeah.
You're not. You look great. Just go with that.
Yeah.
Because at 16, you're so self-conscious and you think everybody's looking at you. And I look back and I think, what was I thinking?
Well, because everyone else who's around the age that you care about that looks at you is thinking about themselves as well.
Yeah.
So they're not even noticing.
They're too
and
busy.
You know what?
Too busy.
That doesn't change.
Nope.
Every 40-something-year-old's thinking about themselves too. So keep wearing the bikini, girlfriends. So there's that on that superficial level. But also don't be in such a hurry. I was in such a hurry. I don't know where I was headed.
Mm.
But I was in a big hurry to just get on with life. Start working.
I remember that. I remember thinking like that.
Yeah.
I've got to sort it out.
Yep.
Sort what out? Don't know.
Don't know, but it's got to get sorted.
Got to get it sorted.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I'm just choking off air.
Yeah.
No, it's so true. Mm. You want to grow up so fast.
So fast.
Because you want to be an adult and you're like, you're never going to be a kid again. You'll be an adult for the rest of your life.
And it's not that glamorous, kids.
No. So much stuff to do. I love this. Well,
yep. So I thought we could ask the family, hey, Kirst, like, let's ask them. What advice would you give your 16-year-old self?
Self, like looking back, what are the things that you struggled with or that you were all in a mess about?
Yeah.
And you're like, or is it something just really
lovely,
poignant?
Because you know your 16-year-old kids aren't going to take the advice. So let's give it to each other.
All right. Well, let's do this. 9313-0985. What would you say to your 16-year-old self? Mum Life with Shannon. It's back for term three on a Thursday.
On a Thursday morning, bright and early.
And it is a celebration in your house because your oldest son is turning 16 today.
Correct. The Mum Life chose me 16 years ago today.
Yeah, don't you think, isn't it funny that we celebrate the birth of a child who doesn't even know that they were born on that day, but we know what happened on that day.
Yep.
We should be celebrating ourselves.
Oh, I'm with you, my friend.
You just believe it as well. My parents tell me I was born on the 30th of April. Was I? I don't know.
Mr. Conspiracy Theorist is at home today, Leon. Not here.
I could have been born on any day. They're just telling me that.
No, trust me. You remember the day your kid is born.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I remember.
Significant.
What if they're just trying to pull one over me.
They don't care that
I
much.
I will tell him it was that no. day, wasn't it?
Why?
It was
what May for? 3rd.
What would it be convenient?
What, honestly, what convenience what would that do?
Hey, you tell me.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about the fact of 16 years ago, yes, you became a mum.
I did.
Your son doesn't want to hear advice from you because he hears advice from us.
He does.
Every day.
He doesn't listen to me. And so I have lots of advice to give. So I gave some to my own 16-year-old self.
He doesn't listen to you, as I noted last night when you asked you to put meat in the oven and he didn't do it. And you were like, mate, 20 minutes ago you were supposed to be like, oh, sorry, like what?
He goes, I come home from school and all I want to do is relax. And I yell out from being with you, I come home and all I want to do is relax. Put the meat in the oven.
So good. Well, we've got Claire on the line. Good morning.
Sorry, Claire.
Are you there, Claire?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very good. Very good, Claire. Now, what advice would you give your 16-year-old self?
I would say that the world is a much bigger place than you could ever imagine, and it's yours to go and grab with both your hands. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, within your own little space in that world, if it's not going to matter in 5 months or 5 years, try not to give it more than 5 minutes of your attention, because that time just flies so fast. Mm. And it, you know, just focus on what makes you happy and what makes, you know, what makes your passion tick, really.
That's a good piece of advice.
Such good
advice. Really good. That's profound.
I like that for me now. Thank
you. Yeah, I think that's every day.
Very good.
I think every day you should say that to yourself.
Yeah,
I was thinking about my 16-year-old self and thinking, what advice would I give? I would probably say, don't be a guinea pig to your apprentice hairdresser's sister and get a perm to then use your mum to straighten your hair with an iron and an ironing board to get it back to straight in front of the TV while watching
Hey
Hey It's Saturday.
Absolutely.
Didn't do my hair very, very good. All that chemical treatment
goodness,
and then that hot
it regrows.
Iron. I'll tell you what. And you just couldn't get close enough to the scalp to get it straight. All the way. Because you'd burn your head.
Yeah, 16-year-old Kirsty didn't need that perm.
No, I didn't need that perm.
She did not need that volume.
And I certainly did not need that steam iron, because there's better products out today that didn't have back then.
Ironing your hair smooth with the irons. Mm. The,
like
the
like with an iron, actual iron.
On the ironing board. Mm. No, 16-year-old Kirsty, no.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
You can't really.
I thought I was. No, you
can't put it in a blender either, but some people do it.
That's because you shouldn't.
You shouldn't also bleach your hair with home products, but people do.
Oh, yes. No, thank you.
Anyway.
No, but I don't know. I'm the same as you. Like, I think we were trying to just get too old.
Too quick.
And I just think you're just 16 once and
you've
got no responsibilities at that point, but you're old enough to start thinking about the world.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, you could just have some time.
Yes.
Time to just have some fun. 9313-0985 or 0429-985-985. What advice would you give your 16-year-old self? Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.